because I knew that the Hugheses were sharing, and they'll be sharing again. We'll have them up here and pray for them before we send them off. But we just want to keep them up in front of you today, and I want to join with them. I want you to know that all the cool kids are going to have these, so just be aware of that. If you're going to be in the in crowd, you want to get some of these and begin to figure out how you're going to participate and support in whatever way, and maybe in your devotional book or your daily scripture reading, maybe add this to theirs. Maybe you've already got some other missionaries in there too, but get those in there because they're special, because they're ours, okay? I planned on shorting my sermon a little bit, and Anthony let me down a little bit. I thought he'd take all 10 minutes, and he didn't, so this gives me a little time to meddle, and I'm not above that. Plus, Jared preached the first point of my sermon for me when he went talked about us being insiders, so that's good. I like it when that works out. But I want to address something. You know, 30 years ago when I was here in Haviland, really a lot of what the community is still very much the same, but there are some differences. As far as people of race, different than a lot of us, two of the guys I played soccer with were from Mexico, and we had four other young men in my dorm. Two were from Burundi, one was from Kenya, and one was from Nigeria. So that kind of was the ethnic diversity of our community then, and it's a different community now. With the college expanding their student base, we have folks that are of different races, and that's fantastic. I'm still a little alarmed that we're still the most segregated hour in America is this hour. And I'd like to be a person that says, we want to change that. We want to make sure everybody knows they're welcome. And I just want to invite you into be looking for ways to invite the young people that are coming to Barclay and maybe moving into our community from other communities to invite them into your life, but invite them to church, but also invite them to walk with you and to get to know them. You know, sometimes we get so busy with our world and we think about the events in Charlotte, if that's affecting other people, but we look at that differently, and there are some young people in our community that are afraid, that are troubled, that are hurting, we need to acknowledge that, and we need to be in prayer for those communities that are blowing up. And whose fault? Our fault? Nobody's fault. People are losing their lives. People are losing parents and brothers and sisters, and we need to be praying for them. And we all bleed red. And we need to get past a lot of things as a country, but maybe our community can be different. And I also, this is where I'm really going to meddle. You know, some of us have some symbols that we still fly, and I don't want to get into a debate about that. And there's other things we do that young men and young ladies who are younger than us may not understand the certain history of things, but they see some of those things and they think, they hate me. They don't like me. We're not welcome here. So I just want you to prayerfully consider if you have some things that would make anybody feel afraid for any reason, and whether they're historically right or wrong or whatever, would you just talk to the Lord about that? You don't have to talk to me, but talk to the Lord about that if that's something you still want to. And maybe you have a neighbor who is unchurched, who doesn't know any better. And maybe that's a way you can have a conversation about loving the rest of mankind maybe a little differently than we did last year. Okay, that's the end of that meddling. Probably not the end, but the end for the day. Pray with me. God, today I pray that you'll be with the words of my mouth as we study your scripture and the thoughts of our hearts, that they would be pleasing and honoring to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So for such a time as this, and a lot of things that I throw up here, like this movie I have not seen, but it fit, okay? I'm not recommending this movie in any way, shape, or form. It's got some great actors in it, but a lot of times there's a plot to the movie, whether it's a bank robbery or an airplane movie where there's an inside person or some kind of trading going on that's illegal on Wall Street. There's an insider. There's an inside man. And in today's scripture, Katie read to you kind of a synopsis, an overview of Esther. But in Esther, her relative comes to her and says, and who knows that you have come to a royal position. You have a high calling. You know, you're relatives of the king. You're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You have come to this royal position for such a time as this. And so sometimes I think this is sort of a follow-up to last week. Remember, as we go as missionaries, we are going. Anthony is and Micaiah and all their kids are missionaries. But they're missionaries right now. And they're missionaries tomorrow morning and this afternoon. And as we drive up to Iowa, we're missionaries. We're being sent. And as we go and when we get there, we are representing Jesus Christ. But who knows, for such a time as this, we've come to this insider job. So I was thinking about things on the inside. And the first thing I thought of, unfortunately, was my computer. You know, you got to be careful with your computer because there's things that want in it. You know, every once in a while it says, you've got a Trojan horse attacking, you know, or you got a worm, or you've got this virus loose, and there's spy movies, you know, there's a man on the inside, news reporters now. I don't know why they think this is a good idea, but as we go off to war, certain news agencies will embed a reporter with their troops so that they can get the inside job. And so think about that. As you fly, sometimes we don't always know this, but many of our flights, there's a sky marshal there. So if something happens, we've got a guy in the plane. Well, today, I think some of us as Christians don't realize that there are groups that God has brought us part of for such a time as this. And sometimes there are groups we've met with for a long time. Sometimes there are groups we've been part of for a long, long time, hobbies we do. But God has you on the inside. They could be golfing buddies, sewing partners, coffee drinking people. Just the list is endless. The list is truly endless. But God brings you to the inside of people's lives, and he opens up this avenue. And normally it works really well if you can know something about what's going on. You know, you can't fake being an insider. Okay, they recognize you, that you're a poser. But if God has you on the inside of some event or in some group, then possibly, more than likely, God has brought you there for such a time as this. I have not been invited to women's retreat. That kind of hurt. I thought about going. I'm going to pose as a... No, I can't. I'm not an insider there. Mothers with young preschoolers, not welcome. I'm not there. All right? I am... But there's others of you who can. And you can go into those groups and you can love those people. I don't know what you like to do. Hunting, bowling. Where is the nearest bowling alley? A lot of bowlers here. You're like, I don't know. Pratt? No? Cold water. There's a, I have no idea where cold water is. But if I want to bowl, I'll look it up. Apparently not a lot of insiders there in that group. You like to work on cars? You like to watch sports? You might be an insider. My God might have you. If you want to build a forge in your backyard that you have middle school boys hang out with and build knives. I ran into somebody this week. I was on my way to somewhere else, and I go, I know those two. I go, what are you doing? We're building a forge. Well, I would have never guessed that. Well, these kids, a couple of them have a fort in my backyard. Now, if it's a hidden fort, I've let the cat out of the bag, and I'm in big trouble. But suddenly, there's a guy that's my age-ish, and because he loves some young men in the church, he's an insider, and he gets to hang out with them and rub elbows with them, and because he has skills that I do not have, he gets to be on the inside with them and love them for the cause of Christ. So first of all, becoming an insider in 1 Corinthians, and this is a great chapter, but in 1 Corinthians, you might want to write this down in your bulletin. Point number one is becoming an insider. 1 Corinthians 9:22, really just the second part of it. It says, I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. And we know that Paul wasn't thinking he was going to save them, but that he could lead them to a relationship with the personal, loving Jesus Christ. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might mean some. Some of you need to work on your metal. Both kinds of metal. What am I saying? Well, there's M-E-T-T-L-E, metal, inherent temperament, grit, determination, bravery. Some of you need to get a little more brave. And then you need to be, now there's a wrong kind of this meddle, the M-E-D-D-L-E, where you just meddle in people's lives just to meddle. But I believe God has called us to become insiders in people's lives, to get in their skin, to walk with them. So you need to get more meddle to meddle. Okay? M-E-T-T-L-E, some grit, some determination, some gumption to say, I want to find and use where God has placed me on the inside. And it's not always easy. And you have to do it right. You have to be cagey and smart. In the scriptures, it talks about becoming wise, almost sneaky as snakes, and that's not the exact, but you need to be smart about this, how you bring in the kingdom of God, how you bring in the overwhelming love of Christ, and then you need to figure out how you can become all things to all people by all means, introducing them to Jesus Christ. And the principles of God apply. And as people say, I don't know what this world's coming to. I have question about it. And so think, as you see today's headlines, think about how you can respond to those headlines. And as you become all things to all people, how you can bring up and begin to function better as an insider. Paul said, I want, while I have people's attention, to point them to Jesus. So as we talked about last week, and some of you came to me, and it was very gracious, you quit too soon. What's the rest? And so this is a little bit of the rest of the story. So as you're going to make disciples of all nations, and that verb in the participle form is keep going. As you're going and you're on your way to go, you make disciples. And so Esther's cousin Mordecai, he got wind of this horrific plan, and I know the kids are with us, but the guy did not have good plans for God's chosen people. And so he got wind of this terrible plan, this genocide that was going to happen. And it was going to require a risk for Esther. If you showed up in the king's presence and you weren't invited, it was a good way to end your life fairly quickly. But he says, who knows, but for such a time as this, you've been called. So then, once we're thinking about, okay, I want to do this, well, what's my assignment? Well, second thing is attaining your assignment. And this isn't as tricky as you think. Somewhere, all of you, right now, have an insider status. You just need to think about it. Somewhere, right now, all of you have insider status. Probably most of you have at least a handful of things. The people you work with, the people you do recreation with, the people you exercise with, the people you parent with, the people you pray with. Now some of that, they're already in the kingdom. Yeah, but if you have insider status in your life, why aren't you encouraging their walk? I asked somebody to send me something, and I don't know if it was his original thing, but he said, we need to be hanging out with fat people. Bear with me. Don't get offended. Fat people. Faithful, available, teachable. That's not my original thing, but I liked it a lot. All right, so do you have insider status, and do you allow some people with insider status that are faithful, available, and teachable? And as you think about those that maybe God has given you insider status with, and maybe you're thinking even about a mentoring relationship. Are they faithful? Are they available? Are they teachable? And I can break that down a little more for you if you're liking it. But attaining your assignment, and once you're there, you work for it. So your mission, you know, should you accept it, is to do what God is calling us to do. And we have a Brocky Red. By the way, as you look at that, did you guys know that Spock was in Mission Impossible? I did not know that. I looked a couple times, and then I go, no, that's not really, that's an actor that looks like him. And then I had to Google it, because Google knows everything. And it was Spock. And he was on Mission Impossible. And some of you young folks go, no, Tom Cruise was in Mission Impossible. I'm a grandpa now, I can be old. So that long scripture that Brocky read in Acts, and this morning we won't take time to reread it, but Acts 17, verses 16 through 34, if you read through there, Paul engaged his listeners, and it didn't take him very long, but he got insider status. Yes, I noticed you have an idol here. Well, I noticed this. I want to bring this up. And so he used that. And so some of you just need to begin to not think negative, like God can't use me, and start thinking positively, like God wants to use you. Not only can he use you, he wants to use you. Not only God can use you and he wants to use you, you might be his best plan. And in some cases, I don't know, maybe he doesn't have plan B. You are plan A to impact that person's lives or that family's lives for the good cause of Jesus Christ. And so find your assignment. Paul, basically, the thing I like about Paul, wherever he landed was his assignment. Whether it was good circumstances or bad circumstances, I can do this. So sometimes we take these negative reactions to things that happen to us and we don't think we, and maybe those negative things that are happening to us, maybe that's what's going to give us insider status. I just as soon not go visit the NICU tonight, but I'm going to. I just as soon not have to go meet my son's in-laws who are kind of in and out of church. And boy, I hope they're not listening on the internet this morning. They're great folks, and I love them. But I'm going to stand shoulder to shoulder with them in the NICU for several hours. And then they're going to be my texting buddies because they're going to be there. They only live, 40 or 50 minutes away from the hospital. And I'm going to not go on to wear Clinton and Renee out. So suddenly I'm going to have insider status with my son's in-laws. And they're not projects. They're God's creation. And I'm going to get to love them for the cause of Christ because I have insider status with them. And so that NICU is suddenly isn't a negative thing, it's a positive thing. It's suddenly where God has placed me. So where has God placed you? What's your niche? What are you good at? What do you like? What do you enjoy? Those are all great things. But then other times is, why has God placed me here? And if not me, why not me? And since I'm here, how can he use that? So today as we think about these things, I just want you to consider the places God has placed you as an insider. The floor he's placed you on in the dorm. The roommate you got gifted with this year. The professor that you're team teaching with. The professor that you didn't really want to get this year for that class, but you did. Can you guys work together? So I'd like to give you some quiet time to visit with God about this morning. We'll just give you, we've had some time to reflect already this morning on lots of different things. But and maybe some of you, and maybe I do too, maybe need to start off by asking forgiveness for wasting some such a time as this moment, for blowing them off or saying, no, that can't be right. Maybe we need to get that account taken care of and say, God, forgive me for those times I missed it. And as I thought about it, yeah, oh, I'm sorry, God, I want to do better. And that's all you need to do. But then say, God in heaven, where am I needed to be for such a time in a place as this? And can I be one of those people who becomes all things to all people that I can reach some with the love of Christ? Let's just take a few moments and then I'll close in prayer. The Hughes family and the fact that they're willing to go and keep going and go for you and be part of your kingdom and run into lots of moments for such a time as this. But God, we're all called. And God, I pray and I ask, I guess as an example, for your forgiveness for the many times that I've missed lots of opportunities that you've put me in a certain place to represent the gospel, and I've failed. But God, I also am thankful for the many times I've seen you work mightily when I've realized that you're leading. God, help us all to be sensitive to your spirit. Help us to be faithful to your word. Help us to represent the cause of Christ well. Help us to love people this week. Help us to have an eye, a sharp eye, for those times when we can be used in your kingdom. Help us to be sensitive to your timing and your leading. God bless these folks as they go. I know they've got lots and lots to do and so many things that are great and good and powerful. God, help them not to miss the important and the critical. Help them to realize you have a call on their lives, a mission for them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hug some people today. Shake some hands. Smile at some folks and bless them. And don't forget to get your cards, your bookmarks.